Hello everyone, it's your friend Raimi over in... Nope, not Freed this time. Get this, I'm in Washington, D.C.
But Raimi, how'd you get all the way to Washington, D.C., you might ask?
Well, here's how. I'm now an official employee of Asclepius Enterprises. After what happened back in Freed, I felt like I wasn't doing enough to help people. When Mr. Smith came by and helped us all yet again, it all started to click. I needed to be somewhere that could give me the power to help people the way I wanted to help. No more scavenging for medicine. Now I make the medicine. Well, okay, I don't actually make it. I just help research possible cures. Kind of. Not yet, but I'm still new here. They're starting me off on smaller projects, mainly tech stuff around their labs. And then they're going to move me up on the... What is it? Biochemical? Pharmaceutical. It's one of those departments. Once I get there, I can start doing some real good stuff for the world. As for Freed, well, leaving there wasn't a decision I made lightly. I waited until everyone had fully recovered and talked it through with them. Everyone's duties around the town are going to stay the same, except for Ezra's the new leader now, a position that, despite not being a real position and more of an honorific title, they weren't quite sure they could handle. Just being modest, I guess. They weren't happy to see me go, but I did promise them that I'd work out a schedule so I could visit regularly. In fact, I've already talked with my higher-ups, and they're letting me go back to visit in just 3 weeks. Plus, they work with me to make sure that everyone in Freed can listen to these broadcasts, as well as my usual regular listeners. Thanks, Claire! Oh yeah, Claire is my supervisor here in the studio and, well, basically everywhere else. She's actually in the studio right now. Come say hi, Claire! Oh, come on, please! It'd be so cool for everyone to hear you.
Fine. Hi, everyone.
So, Claire, tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from? What's your sign?
You have a job to do, you know.
Oh, come on. I'm in a professional studio, and I can't even pretend to be a big-time interviewer.
I'll tell you what. Read the ads, and maybe we can work something out.
Oh, right. I'll get right on that. All right. Hold on. I have some ads to read to you all right now. First off, we have the Apollo Phone 5K. New from Asclepius is the Apollo Phone 5K. We've taken the next step in phone technology and created an entirely new experience. And with the new Helio OS, it's faster than ever before. Stay up to date with all the latest news, broadcasts, and bulletins in real time, right in the palm of your hand. Come by your nearest Asclepius store to pick up one today. Okay. One down, one to go. Let's see. What do we have next? Oh, this one's pre-recorded. I'll just go ahead and play it for you.
Hey, Randy. What are you up to today?
Oh, you know. Same old.
Want to do something that can help break up the monotony?
Oh, I'm not sure I would call this monotony. I'm fairly content right now. But sure, what is your idea?
Did you know that Asclepius is hiring scouts to conduct research on the land to the west? You should join them!
But aren't they dangerous? I know that savages live out there, and they are prone to attack people.
Yes, but not everywhere is completely dangerous. Besides, you will be given safety gear, and you and your family will be given a healthy stipend.
This sounds good and all, but I am still not sure. Why should I join them?
Because we can't stay on the East Coast forever, Randy! Eventually, we will need to take back what is ours. The scouts are helping us get a better understanding of what places are safe, and developments are already underway to create new cities for everyone in America to enjoy. So, what do you say, Randy? Want to help get America back on track?
Well, when you put it like that, how can I say no?
Paid for by the Asclepius Foundation for a Better America.
I played the ad. You said...
Fine. But only a short interview, okay? We can't spare a lot of time. Strict schedule.
Right. The schedule. Haven't really had one of those in a while. Anyway, Claire, tell us a little about yourself. How did you get started with Asclepius?
Well, the same way most of us did, I guess. I wanted to help rebuild America. I lost my dad to Varelia, and after that it was just me and my mom. We were hunkered down in Boston, and one day someone came by and told us about a job opportunity out here. This was way back, like, right after the meltdown, so.
The meltdown?
The meltdown.
What's the meltdown?
You know, the... everything. The whole society falling apart and all that. The meltdown?
Huh. I never thought it had a name.
That's what the people around here are calling it, at least. But anyway, I got offered a job here with a promise of safe space for me and my mom to live. That was enough for me at the time, so we went with him.
What were you doing back then? Asclepius couldn't have been that big at the time.
It really wasn't. A lot of my job was just trying to find more people to help get everything up and running. Within a year, I'd helped them get a team together and, well, we created a vaccine that helped prevent infection.
Wow. Just 1 year? Wait, just a year?
Yeah, well, you know, around a year.
But one of my friends, they were sick and they said that they got cured. And that would have been...
Whoa, cured? Like, completely cured?
Yeah, completely. Her memory issue stayed, but...
Complete cures don't exist yet, Raimi. Why do you think we brought you out here? That's the kind of thing you're going to help us with, remember?
But they were cured. They were sick, and then they were...
How long ago were they cured? 4, 5 years ago, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
Back then, there were a lot of people going around and giving out that old vaccine. What are they calling now? Keptate?
Kitar. And no, that's not what was given to her.
I'm not saying that's what she got, but she was probably given something close to it. Another of the cheap knockoffs that were going around. They weren't all that bad, to be honest. It seems like they really did prevent people from getting infected, but they weren't reliable and they sure as hell weren't safe. Hell, she was probably cured because she wasn't even really sick to begin with. Lots of false positives back then. Paranoia and such. Self-diagnosis is rampant. Then, you know, someone who doesn't know how vaccines work gets a shot of something they're told is a vaccine, and suddenly they feel a lot better. It's called the placebo effect.
No, she was definitely sick.
I don't want to downplay anything that your friend went through, Raimi. I really don't. But how do you know she was sick? Did you know her when she was sick? Was she showing all the signs?
Well, no. I knew her after she got
cured, right? Look, I want there to be a cure as much as anybody else, but we need to stay grounded. Lots of crazy things happen out there. It's possible she thought she was sick, was given something peddled as a cure, and she felt better.
No, but she said you cured them, Asclepius.
Really? She said we cured her?
Well, she didn't really remember the name. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was the one who offered the name as a suggestion.
See? False positive. Like I said, I don't want to downplay anything she went through. I really don't. All I'm saying is she just got some details wrong. That's all.
I guess it's possible. I don't know.
Let's switch things up, huh? Get off this little detour we've taken. Let me ask you some questions.
Really? About what? Didn't I already tell you
everything? Oh, yeah, you told me, but you know who you didn't tell? I'll give you a hint. It starts with your and ends with listeners.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I jumped straight into talking about Freed and, well, they probably don't even know where it is.
That's a nice segue. Where is Freed exactly?
It's in California, I think. I didn't really get a look at it from the plane.
You okay there?
Planes and me don't really mix well.
Sorry about that. Planes are really the only transportation we have. We'll try and work on that for you, for when you visit Freed.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
So, California, you said. Probably one of the safer spots, huh? We had some scouts going out around there, and they told us about a couple of safe places.
I don't know, really. It's just a small little mountain town. Hey, speaking of scouts, is Smith anywhere around here?
Smith? I don't think I know a Smith.
He's the one who told me about this job. He's gotta be around here, right?
I don't know. I just get the reports from the scouts. I don't get their names or anything. You'll have to ask Fisher. He's in charge of that division.
I'll make a note of it.
We've got time for one more question, I think. Let's see. Oh, I know. What's the deal with our centrifuges? They've been acting up the past couple of days.
Oh! I get it. Time to wrap it up.
Sure is.
Got it. From this script, or...
Yeah, that one.
This has been your 7 o'clock broadcast. Stay tuned next for the Asclepius Variety Hour.
Can I say my little thing? Sure.
And until next time, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed
is
a
Paper
Trail
Studio
production.
Written
by
Casey
Lee
and
Ryan
Young.
Starring
Hortbort
Bedoya
as
Raimi,
Audrey
McFerrin
as
Claire,
David
Robar
as
Randy,
and
Ryan
Young
as
Chad.
The
background
music
was
by
the
Brothers
Cruz
Garcia and Ryan Young. Follow
us
at
Freed Radio
on
Twitter
or freedpodcast.tumblr.com.
Oh, wait, you can...
You're you.
Okay, you
can
also
email
us
at freedpodcast@gmail.com.
Or,
hey,
call
us
at
2098-FREED-0.
That's
2098373330.
We'd
love
to
hear
from
you.
If
you,
like,
Freed, want
to
make
us
happy,
you
can
bribe
us
for
friendship
by
rating
and
reviewing
us
on
iTunes
or
Stitcher.
It's
guaranteed
a guaranteed
entry
into
our
close
circle
of
friends.
Today's
sponsor
is
frogs.
They're
cute,
slimy
boys,
and
I
want
to
eat
one
frogs. That was not good.
Yeah, we shouldn't do it like that.